395. We'd love to hear from you. We've got a special guest, but not an unfamiliar voice to BFM listeners. Or an unfamiliar laugh. Hello.
It always leads with a cackle every time.
As it should. Johanna Grosgrove, how are you this morning?
I am so good. It's so nice to be here. I just said to Zoe as I was walking in, I was like, I'm getting a wonderful flashback of like sweatily running to BFM.
To get to stage direction
on time.
For folks who maybe aren't familiar with you, who are they? They've been living under a rock, but you're an actor, you're a comedian, and now you are a published poet, or about to be a published poet.
Yes.
Because I'm holding in my hand the test print copy of Crying on the Phone, which is your beautiful new collection of poetry, which is illustrated by Darian Fisher as well. Tell us about this. How did you end up writing a collection of poetry? Did you know you wanted to do this, or was it sort of you were pouring your feelings out and you realised you had a book?
Bit of both.
Right, I see.
So I think I've written poetry for a really long time, but it's never been, it's always just been a thing for me. It's never been like a core part of my artistic practice.
Yeah.
And I think in 2020, when we went into Lockie D, with the first sort of like edges of the pandemic, I kind of was, and like watching my work crumble around me, I really had to figure out a way to keep making in a way that felt right and sustainable. And then, I was talking to Darian about this the other day. So how it came about, I basically had enough poems for a collection and I ran them past Dominic Coey just to be like, hey, are these good? Because, you know, poems are sensitive and they're like, what I love about poetry for me is that it's not the truth, but it is honest. And so you're like, oh God, these aren't like real things that have all happened, but the feelings are real. Anyway, sent them to Dominic and he was like, mate, these are really good. Like, you should publish it into a zine. And I was like, stunning. And my friend Darian was living in Whangarei at the time and she's an incredible illustrator and does design and she is just amazing at everything. And she was like, I could illustrate them. And then we were like, yeah, let's make a small zine. Cut to 2 years later, it's a fully published
It's
book.
A book. Yeah. It always happens like that, eh? You're like, yeah, just a nice little chill idea. Suddenly the snowball is rolling down the hill.
The snowball is rolling. And I've also been really lucky to have other awesome help with the book. It's edited by Jordan Hamill, whose collection came out recently as well, and Faith Wilson.
Oh, awesome.
Incredible.
What a good team.
A real good team. I feel like that thing where you're like, hello, my friends, I'm going to bully you into helping me.
That's what the community's for, though, isn't it? At the end of the day.
Yeah, totally.
This is a really, I mean, it's a gorgeous book. It's got a strong black cover with a nice sort of gothic red font.
Yeah, it's
crying
giving
on the phone.
Emo, bogan, girl.
Yes. Hitting all those notes.
Totally.
Crying on the Phone is a great, quite evocative title. Tell us why you selected that, of all your sort of lines to maybe pull into central focus here.
Yeah, sure. I think a lot of the poems are centred kind of around transience. There was a period where I was on tour for almost a year and going through some hard times, and I think I realised how much to sort of counter the isolation and to stop myself going completely off the deep end.
Yeah, yeah.
I spent a lot of time I'm very lucky to have some wonderful friends who would let me cry on the phone to them. And I think the core themes of the collection are around processing grief in a time of transience, which also speaks to the pandemic as well.
Yeah, totally. I feel like that is a thing when I was just reading some of the poems before. There's something about it where there's obviously specific situations that have inspired a poem. But I liked what you were saying about it's not necessarily true, but it is honest. And I think that's something that poetry is so good for, is kind of just getting to the crux of the feeling, not getting too bogged down by the details, but being like, this is what it made me feel, or this is how it sort of was being processed. And that's why it's so, I think, easy for people to find poems that really speak to them in a kind of nugget of truth way. Do you read a lot of poetry as well? Are you the kind of person who
I love poetry.
What's the stuff that you sort of find yourself gravitating towards?
I'm a massive fan of like New Zealand poets like Kira Lindsay Bird, Jordan Hamill, I'm a massive fan of his, and Dom's work as well. My favourite poetry is something that like, and I guess it's my favourite work in general, kind of like, it's funny or it's wry and it kind of like opens your mouth with a little laugh and then it just like fucking stab punches you, you know, with the feelings. Yeah, like a, and I don't know, the whole process of writing, it kind of feels like a little word salad emo collage.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I liked the Gothic Bogan is quite a good, I also think Gothic Bogan is quite a New Zealand thing.
Yeah.
Like, there is something very sort of K-Road about this that I...
That is a massive compliment.
Good,
thank
good.
Thank you.
There is something about this that feels deeply relatable to, I think probably a lot of people who are listening will be able to be like, yeah, that's me, I've been there.
You're or like, oh, whoops. Yeah. That's a bit too real. No yeah, worries yeah. about that.
This is very much putting you on the spot. How do you feel about reading one? Do you feel like you
yeah,
could
I can
do
read
that?
One.
Yeah, wicked. I'll pass your book back to
Thank you.
And you can pick one for us this morning. It's such a gorgeous wee thing to hold in your hands as well, I have to say. It's just that perfect little, slightly larger than A5 size.
The object, like, so Darian did the design of the book as well as the illustrations, and she just absolutely fucking nailed it. She's probably shouldn't swear, but... I've done.
That ship's passed now.
I think the amount of times... Wait, where's the one that I want to read? Hang on a minute.
We've got some nice sound effects of the page
flipping. Yeah, I know, it's
flipping.
Like, key, and it's not this bit. It's,
where's my ASMR
this
sting?
This one isn't bound.
A nice bit of ASMR on BFM.
Is that Sarah Thompson's voice?
I think it's Jen, actually.
Okay, this one, I'll read it to you because it's called Crying to Mates on the Phone. So
oh, that's sounds
where the
great.
Title comes from. Crying to Mates on the Phone, or under theatre dressing room benches, or in the log flume at Rainbow's End, or in every single Quest motel room, or to Deirdre in a Southland countdown, requires a specific toxic mask repression. So go off to hunting and fishing, gut fry the snapper, tattoo resilience across your forearms in cursive script. Hang the hog's head to be cured. Taranaki TAB Wednesdays. Everyone is called Steve, so now you are too. You watch the greyhounds race, lean and traumatised. Don't let Steve know you think it's problematic. He's sharpened his teeth on VB bottles. Piss off, cunt! You've got just enough of a stench in an ambiguous black metal T-shirt, steel-capped boots to make your days heavier. Jaw braced, clenched, set, match. Shoot it in the dick, cries Steve. You check your account balance and sigh. There's piss on the floor at the pokies. That's where the Steves leave their hearts. A swamp of vulnerability and stained plaid. God forbid Steve even gets sung happy birthday. Karaoke is on Thursdays. Your Bonnie Tyler choice is secretly earnest. Eight beers deep on the piss. The Steves allowed you to shed a tear. But no sobbing, eh? You're just taking the piss.
Oh, Johanna, thank you so much.
Thank you. It's so funny. Read it. I feel like... I'm like a primary school teacher reading it, but also being like, piss off, cunt.
Yeah, excuse the swearing,
excuse
everybody.
Excuse the swearing, I'm so sorry.
Johanna Cosgrove, thank you so much for coming in and reading us Crying on the Phone this morning. And
thank you so much.
When is it out in the world and where can people go celebrate it?
So the launch will be at Bruce, which is on Pitt Street, on the 26th of August at 7 o'clock. Please come and buy a copy. Copies will be available in bookstores. We're
Yay.
Really lucky to be distributed by Dead Bird. So sometime after that, they'll be available. And there's a limited amount of pre-orders left in the
awesome.
Link. I can send you. I'll send you guys the link.
We'll stick it in the podcast. Thank you, Johanna Cosgrove.
Thank you so much for having me.
A lovely morning. We'll see you soon.
See you soon.